Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play on this episode because today we are diving deep into one of the most mark-winning skills in your entire OCR GCSE music course, the precise use of musical terminology. I'm your tutor for the next 10 minutes, and I want you to think of this as a one-to-one session. Get comfortable, maybe grab a pen and paper, because by the end of this podcast, you will know exactly which words to use, when to use them, and crucially, why using the right terminology is the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 8. This topic sits within Component 05, Listening and Appraising, which is worth 50% of your total GCSE mark. So getting your terminology right is not a nice to have, it is absolutely essential. Let's get started. Section 1. Why terminology matters so much. When OCR examiners mark your listening paper, they are looking for something very specific. They want to see that you can communicate musical ideas using the correct, precise language. Think of it this way. A doctor doesn't say, "The patient's heart is beating too fast." They say the patient has tachycardia. The precise word carries more meaning, more authority, and more marks. In music, when you write, "The music gets louder," an examiner will give you no marks for that in a higher tariff question. But when you write, "The music uses a crescendo building from piano to forte," you demonstrate genuine musical understanding. That's the difference. Now, let's go through the 6 key areas of musical terminology you must master. Area 1, dynamics. Dynamics describe the volume of music. You must use Italian terms. The core ones are pianissimo, very quiet, piano, quiet, mezzo piano, moderately quiet, mezzo forte, moderately loud, forte loud, fortissimo, very loud. Then there are the changes. Crescendo means gradually getting louder. Diminuendo or decrescendo means gradually getting quieter. And sforzando, written as SFC, means a sudden sharp accent. A top tip. Never write, "The music is loud" in an exam answer. Always write, "The music is forte," or marked fortissimo. Examiners cannot credit vague English descriptions in higher tariff questions. Area 2, tempo. Tempo describes the speed of the music. Again, Italian terms are required. Presto means very fast, allegro means fast and lively, moderato means at a moderate speed, andante means at a walking pace, adagio means slow, and largo means very slow and broad. For changes in tempo, accelerando means gradually speeding up, retardando or rallentando means gradually slowing down, and rubato means with a flexible, expressive tempo. The performer takes liberties with the beat. Here is a critical distinction that trips up so many candidates. Rhythm and tempo are not the same thing. Syncopation is a rhythmic feature. It describes where the accents fall. Rubato is a tempo feature. It describes how the speed fluctuates. Do not confuse them. Area 3, texture. Texture describes the layers of sound and how they interact. This is one of the most commonly misused areas in exam answers, so listen carefully. Monophonic texture means a single melodic line with no accompaniment. Think Gregorian chant or a solo instrument playing alone. Homophonic texture means a melody with chordal accompaniment, the most common texture in Western music. Polyphonic or contrapuntal texture means two or more independent melodic lines happening simultaneously. Think of a Bach fugue. Heterophonic texture means multiple performers playing the same melody but with slight variations simultaneously, common in world music. The most important distinction to remember, texture is about the layers of sound. Timbre is about the quality or color of a single instrument's sound. Do not confuse these two. Saying the texture is warm and rich is describing timbre, not texture. Saying the texture is homophonic is correct. Area 4, harmony and tonality. Another area where candidates frequently lose marks by conflating two distinct concepts. Tonality refers to the key or mode of the music. Is it in a major key, a minor key, or a modal scale? Harmony refers to the chords and their relationships. Are they consonant, meaning pleasant and stable, or dissonant, meaning clashing and tense? Is the harmony diatonic, meaning it uses notes from the home key, or chromatic, meaning it uses notes from outside the key? For cadences, the harmonic punctuation marks of music, you must know all 4 types. A perfect cadence moves from chord 5 to chord 1. It sounds finished and conclusive, like a full stop. A plagal cadence moves from chord 4 to chord 1. It sounds gentle and settled like the amen at the end of a hymn. An imperfect cadence ends on chord 5. It sounds unresolved, like a question mark. And an interrupted cadence moves from chord 5 to chord 6. It sounds surprising, as if the music was heading for a perfect cadence but changed direction at the last moment. Examiners require these specific terms. Writing, "It sounds finished," for a perfect cadence will not earn marks in a higher tariff question. Area 5. Structure. Structural terminology describes how a piece is organized. Binary form has two contrasting sections, A and B. Ternary form has three sections, A, B, and A, again, where the opening material returns. Rondo form alternates a recurring refrain, A, with contrasting episodes, A, B, A, C, A, D, A. Sonata form has three main sections, exposition, development, and recapitulation. Theme and variations presents a theme followed by a series of varied versions. Strophic form repeats the same music for each verse of a song. And ground bass, also called basso ostinato, is a repeated bass line over which the upper parts vary freely. Area 6, instrumental techniques. When describing how instruments are played, precision is essential. For string instruments, pizzicato means plucking the strings. Arco means playing with the bow. This is the default, but worth mentioning when it returns after pizzicato. Consordino means with a mute, producing a hushed, veiled sound. Tremolo means rapidly repeating a note with the bow. And vibrato means a slight, rapid variation in pitch for expressive effect. For all instruments, staccato means short and detached. Legato means smooth and connected. Glissando means sliding between two pitches. Now let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip 1. Always link terminology to effect. In extended response questions, it is not enough to identify a feature. You must explain its effect. Don't just write "the composer uses pizzicato." Write "the composer uses pizzicato," which creates a light, detached, almost percussive effect that contrasts with the legato melody above. That second response earns significantly more marks. Tip 2. Use the DRP Smith mnemonic for comparison questions. That's D for dynamics, R for rhythm, P for pitch, S for structure, M for melody, I for instrumentation, T for texture, and H for harmony. Work through this list systematically, and you will never run out of things to compare. Tip 3. Read the command word carefully. If the question says, "describe the texture," do not write about dynamics or melody. Answer the specific element asked. Candidates who drift into other elements waste time and lose focus marks. Tip 4. Memorize the language for learning appendix in the OCR specification. Examiners cannot credit non-standard synonyms. If the specification uses the term sonata form, you must use sonata form, not ABA form or three-part form. Common mistake 1. Confusing texture with timbre. Texture equals layers. Timbre equals tone color of an instrument. Common mistake 2. Using vague adjectives. Fast, slow, loud, quiet. These will not earn marks in higher tariff questions. Always use the Italian terms. Common mistake 3. Misidentifying rhythm features as tempo features. Syncopation is rhythm. Accelerando is tempo. They are completely different musical elements. Common mistake 4. Describing cadences as finished or unfinished. Use the correct names: perfect, plagal, imperfect, or interrupted. Right, quiz time. I'll ask a question, pause, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What Italian term means gradually getting louder? Crescendo. Question 2. What texture has two or more independent melodic lines? Polyphonic or contrapuntal? Question 3. A cadence that moves from chord 5 to chord 6 is called what? An interrupted cadence. Question 4. What does pizzicato mean? Plucking the strings. Question 5. What mnemonic helps you structure comparison answers? Dr. P. Smith, dynamics, rhythm, pitch, structure, melody, instrumentation, texture, harmony. Question 6. What is the difference between tonality and harmony? Tonality refers to the key or mode. Harmony refers to the chords and their relationships: consonant, dissonant, diatonic, or chromatic. Brilliant work for staying with me through this episode. Let's recap the key takeaways. 1. Always use Italian terminology for dynamics and tempo. Never vague English descriptions. 2. Texture is about layers of sound. Timbre is about the quality of an individual instrument's sound. Do not confuse them. 3. Tonality is about key. Harmony is about chords. These are distinct concepts. 4. Rhythm features, like syncopation, are not the same as tempo features, like accelerando. 5. In extended responses, always link your terminology to its musical effect. Identify, then explain. 6. Use Diok or P. Smith to structure every comparison question. And finally, the Language for Learning appendix in your OCR specification is your best friend. Learn every term in it. You've got this. The terminology is learnable, the mark scheme is transparent, and every single mark is within your reach. Keep practicing, keep listening actively, and keep using the right words. Good luck in your exam. I'm rooting for you. See you in the next episode.